Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, it is the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1, verses 13 to 15, chapter 2, verses 23 to 24. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 30. Our second reading will be taken from 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 7, 9, 13 to 15. Our gospel reading will be taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 21 to 43. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is Undying Life He Gave. Undying life it is, and undying life will it be. To those who doubt the sovereign power of the Lord, who orchestrates bad governance, marginalization, and dehumanization, and to the hopeless, the Lord warns in today's first reading that He takes no pleasure in the suffering and death of His creature. Be warned, for we were created to have good health and fullness of life, undying life. But the Lord also warns us and warns you and me that the devil and his agents operate in our world today to break unity of love, to commit crimes against humanity, to keep the poor perpetually poor, to provide no hospitals for the sick, to enslave citizens of God, and to demoralize the hopeful. In other words, the intent of the princes and princesses of the underworld is to disapprove and disallow the gains of the undying virtue of God's love, God's mercy, and transforming grace. However, my brother, my sister, the good news is that virtue is undying. The undying life given to us will always be. That is, the goodness of God will outshine the intent of the wicked. Besides, man and woman were created in God's own image to have good health and fullness of life here on earth and in the world to come. Hence, the psalmist notes that the godless will not rejoice over the poor. The godless will not rejoice over you in Jesus' name. The psalmist also says that the godless will not rejoice over the sick, the helpless, and the marginalized. Thus, the Lord would prevent the death of the poor and needy, and even if we die, He will raise our souls from the dead and grant us fullness of life in the world to come. Therefore, my brother, my sister, the godless, the lawless, the selfish, and the corrupt in our world today will not win the battle against God's undying power, God's undying authority. Thus, in today's gospel, the Lord reminds us through His miraculous signs that Jesus the Christ has drawn the battle lines, and as Jeremiah 50:16 says, He will eliminate the sower from Babylon. Yes, the Lord will eliminate the sower from Babylon within your community, within our household, in Jesus' name. Amen. In other words, my brothers, my sisters, the healing of the hemorrhaging woman and the daughter of Jairus foreshadows the overwhelming reign of the years of wellness, contentment, respect, generosity, and equality. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 says, "The mystery of lawlessness is already at work. The one who now restrains it will continue until he is taken out of the way." Thus, if you want the godless taken out of your way, then like Jairus, Seek the name of Jesus in faith. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and they will bow in your life, in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. And like the woman, the hemorrhaging woman, touch the Lord Jesus by receiving his body and blood, having received the sacrament of reconciliation. Seek the face of the Lord because he is there in you. After receiving him, talk to him, touch him, and ask him to grant you that undying healing and newness of life in Jesus' name. Amen. And after your healing, my brother, my sister, St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that we must share our faith, our blessings with those seeking redemption, whether they are within or without your community. It doesn't matter where they are from. All that the Lord is asking you to do is to touch, is to heal, is to pray for a brother, pray for a sister, pray for a cousin, pray for a nephew, and ask the Lord to grant them wellness wherever they are. My brother, my sister, you can do it. Why not write that letter of love today? Why not make that call today? Why not reconcile today? Why not make peace today? Why not establish God's goodness within your household today? Why not stop the killing of the poor today? Why not establish a wellness center for all the sick today? Why not make them happy today? You can do it because you have been blessed, and the Lord who blessed you would surely replenish and grant you more in Jesus' name. Amen. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will flee from us this week. He will flee from all our activities this week. He will flee from our communities. He will flee from our families. He will flee from our homes. He will flee from us in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are praying for others, if you want the enemy to flee from their household today, make sure you send this message to them as your prayer in their life, as your message to them that the Lord, in his infinite mercy, will surely set them free and set us free in Jesus' name. Amen. Do not keep this message of release to yourself. Share this word of God. May God bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.